And I'm now joined by Shamila Fisher, who's covering this story for EWN. Shamila, very good afternoon. What happened with the court appearance today of Zane Killian?
Yes, good afternoon, Mike. It was brief. The wait to get into court was longer.
Yeah.
What happened was when we arrived at court, there were several media organizations who brought applications because they wanted the court, they wanted to ask the court permission to record proceedings in court. And initially, the magistrate agreed to it, saying that we could record and take photos in court, but not of the suspect. So you could take, you could record anything and take anything. And then what happened later on was this was changed. This decision was changed. And there was a whole period that we had to wait longer, and eventually when we got into court, it was very strict security measures in court. There were armed police officers in court, members of the anti-gang unit was in court, and in fact journalists could only enter court if they switched off their phones completely and if they produced their media cards. If you couldn't produce a media card, you were not allowed into court for full proceedings. Eventually when we did get into court, it was brief. Like Angwani Mulayudzi said, the Brigadier of the Hawks, Zane Killian was brought into court. He was wearing a black hooded top. His face was covered. His hands were cuffed. And it was quite brief. The state then read out the charges that they've brought against him, the charges of murder, conspiracy to commit murder, and the interception of illegal interception of communication. The state indicating, according to the charge sheet, they're accusing Killian of, between March and the 18th of September, of having illegally intercepted Detective Charles Kinnear's phone on numerous occasions. And they're saying that they're hoping that this is going to be the link for the police to basically track down the mastermind behind this attack and hopefully other suspects who were involved in this criminal offence.
So what was the outcome of this very brief hearing?
Yeah. So the outcome is that the matter was postponed for further investigation. The matter will be heard again on the 5th of October. So for now, in the meantime, Killian has been taken back to the Balville police station where he's being kept in the holding cells. His legal team, they've also indicated that they were actually ready to bring a bail application today already. But after speaking to the defense, it was agreed upon in chambers that it will be a postponement. So I'm not sure if the bail application will be brought on the 5th of October, but surely by then we will know when he intends on applying for bail.
What more do we know about Zane Killian?
Not much at this point. We do know that he was a former rugby player, and according to reports, he's a debt collector for car finance defaulters. Other than that, not much is known. We did ask the NPA if they could reveal any further information about the accused in this matter, because it's such a high-profile case and because of the interest in the case. And we were told at court by the spokesperson for the NPA that at this point, if we do want any further information about the accused, we would have to go to the police and ask the police for further information because they can't divulge anything.
I read somewhere that his father was a policeman and his father was murdered relatively recently. Is that correct?
Apparently, his father was a former police officer, and I'm not sure if his father was murdered recently. According to information that I've been told, his mother was murdered in Stillby in April 2018, and that matter was still heard in court in the Musselburgh Court in February this year. Several suspects had been arrested. I'm not quite sure about his father being murdered.
Yeah, okay, that may have been. I may have crossed my wires there. I just thought I had read his father, but it probably was his mother. So it's a fairly there's a lot of complicating factors clearly in this story. And I presume, I gather Jeremy Veery and Andre Lincoln and others were there. That was a fairly high-profile presence at the court today.
Jeremy Veery was not there. Andre Lincoln was there, and he didn't say anything after proceedings. He was just there basically to ensure that from the anti-gang unit side that they are aware of what's happening, and they've obviously liaised with the prosecutors. But yesterday at the memorial service, both Jeremy Veery and Andre Lincoln had some tough words. They basically said that they're leaving no stone unturned. They want these perpetrators all of those who played a hand in the murder of Charles Kinnear to be brought to book, and they won't rest until that's going to happen.
Thanks very much indeed for that update, Shamila Fisher of EWN.